Hare Krishna. Learning according to leaning is the essence of Varnashram. Learning according to leaning. Leaning means our inclination, our interest, our talent, our disposition. So all of us have different leanings according to our particular background and more specifically according to our nature, which is called our Swabhava. So the Bhagavad Gita, based on the principle of Varnashram, talks about the Swadharma, the duty according to our Swabhava. So when we do the duty according to our Swabhava, then we can be happy, because such duty enables us to blossom in those fields for which we are already gifted. If we don't act according to our nature, if we don't learn according to our leaning, then we have to often, first of all, learn things for which we have no natural interest, and secondly, we have to work on doing things which we are not good at. So there is competence in doing things and there is comfort in doing things. When we have a leaning for certain things, then we feel comfortable and we are competent while doing those things. And then when we learn accordingly, then our growth becomes much faster. So the key, learning according to leaning, is the essence of Varnashram. Krishna talks about this in Varnash. Chatur Varane Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah. So in 4.13, the Bhagavad Gita says that these four Varanas, the system has been divided according to Guna Karma Vibhagashah, according to qualities and activities. So when we understand that we are at our core souls, and as souls, we have particular kind of bodily covering right now. And that bodily covering has its own psychophysical nature with its own set of talents. Then we can use the right set of, we can choose our set of talents and we can develop them. Now, just because somebody is talented, that doesn't make that person successful. You know, talent to translate into success requires diligence, requires learning further, requires becoming more and more dedicated and devoted. So for that purpose, we need to work harder. Now, the way we work harder is by serving Krishna regularly. So, according to our nature. So, for example, if a person is an intellectual and that person is told to do physical labor and is given some work involving physical labor, then it becomes very difficult for such a person to act. It's very difficult. But if that person is given intellectual work, then the person can blossom in that. So it is our responsibility as individuals to develop, to discover what is our leaning, what is the set of talents and gifts that God has given us, and learn accordingly. That means develop those talents and gifts, and thereby we will be able to get ourselves inner satisfaction, and we will be able to make maximum outer contribution also. Thank you.